Starring, Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Getting into trouble last week when a woman from the Department of Children's Health and Nutritional Welfare asked some questions about Robert and received some rather startling answers without being informed that Robert was a robot. Squire Skip promised to help Abner if he in turn would agree to a carnival tour for the Mechanical Man. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, if the misery of a cold is a problem of you right now, here's a suggestion which can help bring you real relief in a hurry. Try Alka-Seltzer. It can help make a mighty big difference in the way you feel. And the Alka-Seltzer way is the easy way, too.
Help make
a... Drop two tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen for a moment to that famous fizz. And then drink it. You'll like the prompt, pleasant relief you can get for the ache all over misery of a cold when you take Alka-Seltzer according to the simple directions on the package. And if a sore throat is a part of your cold distress, use Alka-Seltzer as a comforting gargle, too. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store changing Abner's plans. Listen.
Yeah, but Lum, if I don't go through with this plan now, there's no telling what Squire's liable to do something.
Well, I tell you, there ain't nothing he can do. And Robert ain't going to be taken out on no carnival tour, I can tell you that right now.
Well, I never wanted to do it, Lum, but I had to agree with Squire. That was the only way he'd help us get straightened out with that there woman from the Children's Health or some sort of department. See, she thought when I was telling her about Robert that he was a human instead of a machine. And she's going to report us for overworking and not feeding him and everything.
I know you told me all about that, but I still say that ain't nothing to worry about.
Well, Squire said she'd locate Dr. Grill and ask him a batch of questions about this, and then he'd find out that we'd taken his invent out of the box like we wasn't supposed to do.
Well, how can she ever get hold of Dr. Grill? Even we don't know where to write to him. All we know is that he went to Washington, and that's a big place. Now, she'd never find him there.
Oh, well... The worst part of it is that I've done agreed to go in with Squire on this carnival idea.
Well, I seen him on the street a while ago, and I told him that plan is out, even if you did agree to it.
Out?
Yeah, I told him you never had no right to do that. Fact is, you never had no right to do that without asking me first.
Yeah, well, I told Squire we'd have to ask you first, but he didn't want to. He said that I was a lot better business head than you was and had better ideas about the carnival business and all that.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah. So, what could I do but... agree with him. He had me there. You can't argue with a man when you know he's right.
Well, you ought to know right there. He wasn't telling the truth. He was just trying to trick you into it.
Well, he pointed out something else, too. He said that we can make thousands and hundreds of dollars with Robert if we work it right.
Well, now, in the first place, we ain't got no right to do that with Robert because he don't belong to us. And in the second place, he's helping us make money by just being around the store here.
Helping us make money?
Why, sure.
Well, he ain't been waiting on no trade. I just had him moving sacks back there in the feed room.
I know, but since we've had him, I believe our business has tripled and doubled.
Oh, yeah. Folks have sure been coming in here lately just to look at him. I know that.
Yeah, and they generally always buy something. They use that as an excuse to come in here.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a growing card. Ain't no question about it. Our business ain't...
Growing cards? Has he been playing cards?
No, I mean he draws people in here.
Oh. Well, I hadn't looked at it just then.
He's a curiosity. They come in to see him.
Yeah. I thought he'd been playing cards. I was going to thank him for that. I don't agree to that at all.
Well, it's all right if he wants to draw, but I don't think he can.
Well, I'll push some of them buttons. You can't tell what he'll do. I'll tell you that. I found out you push them buttons, he'll do a lot of things.
Well, our business ain't been this good since I don't know when, so I want to leave him right here in the store.
Yeah. Well, I just hope that what you told Squire don't make him change his mind or straighten out things at that Children's Health Department, though.
Oh, I don't think he's aiming to do nothing about that, no way. Just saying that. So just stop worrying about it.
Well, I reckon I better get on back to the feed room, put Robert to work, open them feed sacks.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. Now, there's another thing right there. You're going to have him wear them sacks of feed out, lifting them all around. So all you and him have done for the last week is move them sacks from one side to the other and then back again.
I just love to watch how easy he can lift 100 pounds.
Yeah, but there ain't no sense in doing that.
Well, I know, Lon, but I just...
Besides, I need you up here in front to help me wait on the trade since it's got so heavy.
Well, I was just trying to keep Robert in practice. Don't want him to get rusty. Besides, that's about all I've learned him to do so far. That's one thing I'll have to sell to him, Lon. He don't catch on very fast.
Abner, how many times do I have to tell you, you can't learn him to do things like a human. What you got to do is learn yourself how to operate that remote control box better.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
And when he breaks something, like he broke the Cracker Barrel the other day, there ain't no use for you to stand there and bawl him out. He can't hear nothing.
No, I know what I was wrong. Fact is, I apologized to him yesterday for talking to me.
Oh, well, then that's better.
I told him I was sorry.
You're going to hurt his feelings, can't you? Wait a minute. What's the matter with me? He ain't got no feelings.
Yeah, well, I better go back there and see him. It's time for his lunch. I mean, time to haul him up again.
No, wait a minute. There comes a customer. You can wait on him. I got some bookkeeping I want to catch up on.
Oh, that ain't no customer. That's just Cedric coming in.
Well, he's a customer just as much as anybody else.
Well, only when he runs out of peanut butter. That's the only time he
does.
Hello, characters. Howdy, Cedric.
Cedric, is that good? Good or bad to call a feller a character?
I don't know who. Good, I reckon.
All right, then.
Oh, how's Robert today?
Oh, he's feeling fine, Cedric, thank you. He's resting now. Moved feed sacks all morning. Well, what can we do for you today, Cedric?
Doggone it, I don't know. I've got a problem, I think.
Problem? Good, what you mean?
No, Mom, it's about the dance tomorrow night.
What dance is that? I hadn't heard nothing about it, Cedric.
Who's giving it, Cedric? I better get a date with Miss Emmeline first.
Well, this is just for the younger set.
Oh, well, that illuminates you then, Lon.
No, it's being thrown by the Young Ladies Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Group.
Oh, damn. Now, that's fine. What's your problem, Cedric?
Well, our final deep boomer bakes his time and got me a date with Clarabelle.
You did? Well, good for you, Cedric. How'd you manage to do that?
Oh, just smart, I reckon.
Use your brains.
Yeah. Gomer's going to be mad about it, too, I bet you, when he gets back to town.
Well, that's when he gets back. Is he out of town?
Yes, Mom. He went over to visit his uncle about 2 weeks ago, so he don't know nothing about the dance at all. I sure put one over on him, boy.
Well, all that good luck, I don't see what kind of a problem you could have, Cedric.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Character. See, everybody calls everybody characters over at school.
Well, we ain't over at school now, Cedric.
Well, this way, Clarabelle's cousin, Bertha Stutzman, is here visiting her, and Clarabelle won't go with me less than I get a partner for Bertha.
Well, can't you get somebody for Murphy?
Well, I ain't been able to so far. The fellas that's seen her before won't go with her, and the fellas that ain't are too short.
What is she sort of tall?
Oh, kind of. About my size.
Oh, my goodness alive.
She holds the shot put championship over at Cherry Hill High.
Well, I ain't surprised if she's that big.
How about Beanpole Potter?
Oh, he's got a date. Besides, he ain't quite tall enough, neither.
Beanpole ain't?
Too skinny, too. No, I don't believe he can handle her.
No, me and I. Well, let's see, Cedric. I don't know who you could... I know, just wait a minute. What about Robert?
Robert who?
Why, our Robert. He ought to be just about the right size for him.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Abner. Robert can't dance.
I don't know why not. He can walk and he can pop his arms up and down. What else do you have to know how to do the dance?
Well, you got to keep time to the music, for one thing.
Well, I could go along, sit there with the chaperones and operate that radio box.
Yeah, a lot of good that'll do. You can't even keep time with the music yourself.
I can do it, Lon.
If you got Robert to crow hopping around the floor like you all do, he'd bust clean through the floor.
Well, he could set out the fast numbers. I'll just let him get out there for the waltzes. Go ahead, Cedric. Call up Clarabelle. Tell her it's all set. Got it singing.
Now, wait a minute.
Go on, Cedric. Call her up. Ring up on there. Don't as we get Bertie a day.
And Robert can't go to no dance. In the first place, he ain't no human. And in the second place, he ain't got no clothes to wear.
Well, he can borrow some from Cedric, Lon. They'll be a little tight for him, I reckon, but I'll try to keep from pushing the button there that makes him bend over.
Of all the silly ideas you ever studied up, Abner, this is the worst.
Have you got it, Cedric?
No more. Oh, wait a minute. Hello? Hello, this is Cedric. Who is this? Well, what do you know about that? Such a coincidence, Clarabelle. I was just calling you.
Tell her about Robert, Cedric.
Say, Clarabelle, I've got a partner for Bertie.
I think that boy could get used to that, tell her.
Mom, his name's Robert. Oh, he's about, just a minute, Clarabelle. How tall is Robert?
Oh, he's at least 7 foot, Cedric.
Hello, at least 7 foot, Cedric. Just a minute. Would you say Robert was good looking?
Well, tell her he's got the prettiest green eyes I ever saw. That is, when they're lit up.
Hello? He's got prettiest green eyes I ever saw when they're lit up. You're going to do what? Well, wait a minute, Clarabelle.
Oh, go on. What am I going to do now?
What's the matter?
Well, she's going to get Bertha and put her on the phone and have her talk to Robert to see if she likes these boys.
Let's see what can I do now. Let's see. Grandpap, if Robert could talk, what do you reckon he'd sound like?
The robot, you mean?
Yeah. Clarabelle's cousin wants to talk to him.
Oh, my goodness. This is a court order, Abner.
A court order?
Yeah.
What have they ordered?
You mean you have to appear at the juvenile court at the county seat and explain why we're mistreating Robert?
Huh?
According to this, they might take him away from us.
All right, don't get that health department woman done this just as sure as a world.
Hey, Miss Abner, what do I do now? Bertie's on the phone.
Oh, well, here, I'll talk to her, Sandy. Hello? Bertie? No, this is Abner Peabody. I'm afraid Robert can't take you to the dance after all, Bertie. Well, cause the health department's gonna take the little fella away.
Well, you know, Bertha is luckier than she thinks. But I don't think there's much good fortune in store for the old fellows. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.